KO4 NUE. This is KO4 QLG. Are you out there?
QLG, this is KO4 NUE. How are you today, bud?
Doing pretty good. Just finished working on a little pistol here. I'm just wondering what you got new over there at the shack.
Listen, Trip up here. I had to get Steve and Patrick to go overwatch for me. I blew a tire on the number two fuel pod. I brought it up here and dropped it off underneath the shed, the small one. Basically blew a tire and ended up at a not so nice spot, enough to where I felt like I needed to. If you haven't heard from me in the next hour or so, I need you to call the police, that kind of deal. But it was all good. I'll tell you about it, you know, off the, see what I was talking about. But got the tire replaced, came on up here, dropped fuel pot off. Wasn't 10 minutes after I got here, had a visitor from, I guess the bottom of the hill, female lady looking for the red gate, if you know what I mean. So I sent her packing just as soon as she got here. But other than that, it's pretty interesting day so far. I hope things go better than, you know, they have on the way up here.
Like you had an experience. It also sounded like you was a little bit clearer than you've been being. That's what made me think you had something new in the shack down there.
Nothing new. I don't know. I don't know what that is, other than being closer to Caesar's Head than being in Campobello. That's probably got a little bit to do with it. But so what's going on with you today?
On Mama's deck most of the day. Got a gun finished up. I was thinking about taking it back up to the shop. But wanted to check in and see how things are going with you first. And it's coming up on supper time.
Shop's probably closed down by now. But, so Anna came up. She's going to spend the night with me up here at the camp. And, so I'll swing by there in the morning and check things out and catch up and that kind of thing. But so far, I mean, everything's in order down here. I've always worried about lightning hitting my antenna while I'm absent, but it's all good.
At least you're in a safe place right now.
I can't wait for you to see this video, because, boy, hey, KO4NUE station ID.
Anticipation is high. Looking forward to that one.
When's the scooter supposed to be in?
Got me a tracking number, but they don't have a delivery date yet. Just got the tracking number a few minutes ago. It's being drop shipped from the manufacturer. So the manufacturer puts it together and tests it and then sends it out ready to ride. So that's why I didn't get a tracking number as soon as I ordered it, because the place I ordered it from didn't have it in stock. It's being drop shipped.
Does it have handlebars to steer with, or is it a joystick control?
Bars.
Turn left, it goes left. You turn right, it goes right.
The time that I got is a little bit different than, it's a lot different than what you texted me the other day. But that joystick would probably be pretty confusing to somebody with a with the problems you got.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay. Well, just watch over, I guess, when she gets on it, and make sure is what we did with the other family member we got is we hers. You can turn the voltage and the amperage. It has a voltage control and an amperage control, so you can turn those down, way down, and that makes the scooter less sensitive and super slow. Or you can turn it way up to, you know, be Evel Knievel if that's what you want to do, but I don't think I'd do that. But so we turn hers down way, way low, so if she does hit something or she's got time to react before she drives it off the end of the porch, you know.
Yeah, it's mainly going to be for outside, so first thing I'm going to check on it is see if I can get some bigger tires, because their ground clearance is not very much. It's more than a lot of the others. That was one of the main things I was looking for, but it's still only 2 inches. I couldn't believe something made for outdoors would be 2-inch ground clearance.
I'm driving on concrete when the sun's shining, evidently. But, hey, on a lighter note, something else I want to tell you. So, you know, we went up to Knoxville the other day for the Ham Fest, and so Anna's decided she's going to get her ham radio license. So we logged into QRZ on the way up to Nashville while we was riding in the truck. Second time she takes the exam. Second time, no studying, makes an 86.
That's pretty impressive. I heard you talking about that earlier. I figured next time I see her, I'm going to pick her brain a little bit. I heard you saying something about she was able to deduce the answer from the way they were asking the questions, and I've tried to do that, but it sounds like she's got it mastered.
I'm sitting there thinking, I cannot believe she just did that. And you know, the guys at the radio club up in Tron, they told me the same thing. There's a lady member there that she's the same way. I mean, she's got no electrical experience, no radio experience whatsoever, and she's an extra class, and just, you know, it just baffles my mind. But you know, she's able to pick out certain words in the question and usually can eliminate two of them within, you know, 5 or 10 seconds. Well, it can't be that because they said this, and it can't be that because they meant that. And then, so if you can weed them down to two, I mean, you got a 50-50 shot. So, you know, I get it.
So impressive.
I talked with Stephen or Dale lately.
But the vehicle that the other two drive has been coming in and out in the afternoons, so they have been located. I just haven't been keeping up with everything.
I got you. Well, how about Billy? Has he heard anything from him? I got to stop up and talk with the two up on top of the hill, but is he out of the hospital?
He is. I meant to text you, I guess I didn't, when he got out of the hospital. But, yeah, he's doing pretty good. I saw a post on Facebook, my sister showed me on Facebook, where he gave his appreciation to all those that helped out. But Yeah, I think he's doing pretty good now.
Sounds good. Well, I'm going to get on, bud. It's getting close to supper time, and I'm going to see what's going on with the nightly news here in a little bit and try to get up to speed because I've kind of been in a shell for the past 4 or 5 days trying to focus on getting that engine out of the shop. So now that it's gone, I can get that monkey off my back. You know how that is when you just get it in your mind and it won't go away. It just stays and stays and stays. Next thing you know, it turns into a big mess.
I do know how that feels. I will let you go then. I'll be clear on your phone.
Well, KO4NUE. You have a blessed day, brother. And it's a pleasure talking with you. I'll meet you at the shop somewhere around 10:30 tomorrow. I'll talk with you then. You have a nice night. Tell GM I said hello.
UE K4OIM. Can I catch you for just a minute there, Chad?
Man, it's good to hear you. How you been doing? Everything okay?
I had that upper GI done and the colonoscopy. They found a growth on my esophagus and they cut part of it off and sent it for a biopsy. And they said my stomach was completely filled with peptic ulcers. And then they found 8 polyps on my colon. I've got to go back 4 weeks to see what they're going to do. But my problems, didn't you say you had a machine shop?
Brother, what can I do to help you?
4 tires put on my truck down here in Inman at the tire shop about a year ago. Well, I don't drive this truck, I'd say maybe less than 100 miles a month. And I was on my way to the landfill last week, and when I went to stop at a stop sign, I could hear something knocking and I could feel it in my steering wheel. Well, I eased it on back home, and I just ain't been feeling like fooling with it. And I went out there today. I thought maybe the brake rotor on the left front was warped, or either the brake pads had come loose in it. Yeah, I got it jacked up and went to take the tire off, and those idiots down there at the tire shop have stripped 3 of the lug nuts. All they do is spin. They won't come off. You got any idea how I could get those things off?
Absolutely. Is the truck drivable, Walt, or do I need to come there? I probably need to come there and help you get them off. But, yeah, I'm up at the deer camp right now, but I will be home sometime tomorrow. So if you won't shoot me your address, you can get. Are you any good? Can you email me and we transfer telephone numbers over email, or you want me just give it to you outright?
Number outright. If you can write it down.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
864, but it's 479 3761.
If I send you a confirmation text to that number, you can text me back and let me know. You can let me know.
You know, hurry, because I'm sort of looking to probably have to buy a brake rotor, and it'll be next week when I get my check before I can do that. Or it might have been just that wheel wobbling on there from the 3 loose lug nuts.
Possibility that they wallered out the holes on the rim. So if they've done that, then I don't know. I may have to replace the rim, but you just don't drive it till I can get there, and I'll be there tomorrow afternoon and take a look at it and see what we see what we need to get it off. But just don't drive it, all right?
To go anywhere, I take my daughter's truck. That's why I hadn't fooled with it in about a week. But I finally decided I had to get it going. So I went out there today and jacked it up, went to take the tire off, and three of the lug nuts won't come off. They just spin round and around. So, yes, send me a text, and we'll get together somehow.
And tell your daughter, too, when you get an opportunity, does she go with you up to the VA facility walk? Does she help you with that, or are you doing that by yourself?
They tell me I can't drive. She goes with me. But I got the VA. I refuse to go to Columbia to get all that those tests done. I told them I wanted a local doctor, so they got me one in Spartanburg. So I'm going to go through him from now on.
Well, the reason I'm telling you that is if you find yourself getting in a situation with the VA as far as the paperwork goes and you know, trying to figure out how to, you know, get them to help you and whatnot, you tell your daughter to send me a text, and me and my wife will meet up with her and explain to her what she needs to do to make the VA work for you. And it's pretty simple. If, you know, I'm just saying, if you need some help with it, just, you know, I'll give you my number here in a minute, and you just give me a holler. Tell her to give us a call, and because we're pretty good at it. We know how to make things work. But, yeah, I'll be there tomorrow afternoon after lunch, and I'll help you with that and get that straightened out for you.
I heard that conversation you had with Steve this morning. I sat here about die laughing, but I've been in circumstances like that myself where I didn't know whether I was going to get out of there alive or not.
You just have to see the video, Walt. I did two deployments in Iraq, and I slept in some pretty hinky places. And you're right. I had enough forethought. I need to call somebody and let them know, hey, if I come up missing, I need somebody to tell the police, hey, this is the last time I heard from him. You need to go here. And it was a little bit hinky. But I finally figured she kept hollering for. So the first thing is, the four-way lug wrench I had to borrow belonged to her. She let me know real quick that was my four-way lug wrench, and it's stuck up in the flower pot right there. You can use it, but I want my four-way lug wrench back. Second thing is, there's a pair of panties laying outside of the front porch out in the yard, and she kept hollering from somebody called Fat Boy. And, I mean, she was hollering for Fat Boy, Fat Boy, come Fat Boy. I didn't know who Fat Boy was. I didn't want to hang around and find out who he was. So I got my tire off, went on up to the tire store, and come back. And come to find out, Fat Boy was the pit bull. They got pit bull, and he's a pretty big fella. So he was laying there on the porch waiting for me when I got back. So, and he was real friendly. He didn't bother me at all. But, you know, I didn't know who Fat Boy is. I didn't want to take a chance.
That's why they call this portion of the state Dark Corners, Chad. I used to live up there off of Oak Grove Road, and that's all moonshine country up in there. People don't realize it, but there's still a lot of moonshining going on up in there. And they suspect something. Nobody will find your body.
Exactly. So I heard your phone just go off, so you'd have got my number, did you?
Yeah, Chad. I'll give you a call, and I'll make sure my daughter gets this number.
Good, Walt. I'll probably be heading back from deer camp, probably around lunchtime or something like that. So I'll swing by there and take a look at it and see if we can get the thing straightened back out.
All right, Chad, I'll say 7-3s, and I know you're busy up there, and I'll let you get back to doing whatever you were doing there, so I'll be clear on your finals, okay, 4-0-I-M. I'll be clear on your finals, Chad.
Come KO4NUE, 7-3s to you, Walt. You have a blessed day, brother. It's a pleasure talking to you.
At 7-3.
For HKX. Chad, you still there?
How about you, brother?
I'm here. I've been trying to figure out how to go get this truck. Looks like I'll be flying out Saturday.
That's okay. That's great. If that don't work out, now you let me know, and we can make that happen as soon as Sunday. If that's what you want to do, just all you need to do is let me know. You got my number.
Appreciate that. So did you get your tire fixed? I heard you talking to Walt there the last little bit of it.
I'm back from the tire store. I put my phone in my pocket and turned the video recorder on so I could, you know, in case things went south. But I was trying to send you the video, but evidently you don't have an Apple product, so I may have to email it to you. But it's a little bit scary. And Steve got my back though.
Y'all would have drove back down. It wouldn't have been a problem.
It wasn't that big a deal. I mean, right there at the RV park, right there at 25 and 11 on the Gowansville side, there's a road that you turn down to go to the RV park. Well, that thing goes on back there. It's dead end road. And right at the end of the road, they have one house back there. And I'd say probably a little bit of mess going on back there. I mean, they were nice and all. I'm not saying anything negative or not being nice or anything like that. They were helpful, and she just wasn't in her right mind. And, you know, sometimes that cannot be a good situation. But, I left her a dozen eggs. And I had a jar of homemade strawberry preserve, so I left that with her, and she seemed to be happy about it. So it's all good.
Glad you got it done, got it out of there, got to where you're going.
I heard what Walt's got going on, yeah?
That part of it.
The truck down there had brakes put on it a couple weeks ago, and kept hearing a bunch of racket driving the truck, and got it home, looked at it, and they didn't tighten the lug nuts on the vehicle. And he's tried to get the tire off, can't get the tire off because they've wallered out the holes on the lug studs. So basically the lug studs are frozen to the lug nut, and they're spinning inside the rotor, and I'm afraid it's damaged the rim. And if it's done that, I'm going to take the utility trailer over there with all my tools in it and see if I can figure out some way to get it off. But I'd take a gamble and say you probably messed the rim up. What do you think?
I'm sure it messed the rim up. What kind of truck is it?
Say, Patrick. He didn't say, but I'm thinking it's probably got the spindle, the rotor, and the rim is kind of what I'm thinking. Because if they're spinning around by hand, then he's got the spindle too.
I was going to say, if they're spinning around in there, those studs are not pressed into the spindle anymore, or they've wallered out the hole. And you'll probably end up having to replace all of that once you get those broke to get them all for cut. So, yeah, that's going to be a pretty good little job there. Make sure you take some cutting torches with you.
I'm going to go look at it, and if I think he lives on the other side of Inman. If there's any way I can get the truck to the shop, then that's probably what I'm going to have to do, but it just depends on how lease it is. But I know he's got a, he can borrow his daughter's vehicle, but I'm going to go over and see if I can get the thing back up for him. But I'm afraid they've got the spindle rotor and the rim too, is what I'm thinking.
What I understand, he lives right down there on 26, where the guy puts up all the Christmas lights, somewhere right around in there, but not exactly sure exactly, but if you need some help, just let me know. I'll be out this weekend, but next week I'll be around.
Got it. I got it. If I can move it, that's the thing is, I got a lift in the shop, and I got all my tools there, and that's going to be, I mean, I got limited stuff on the work trailer, but I'll do what I can do for him, and then get it to the shop somehow, and go that route with it. But anyway, well, listen, man, if the things don't work out with a truck, let me know. I'll be glad to help you. And then when you get it back to the house, and you need help with something there, hey, just, you know, you got my number, give me a call. I probably got anything you need there at the shop. So, anyway, bud, this is KL4NUE, and I'm 7-3 on your final, bud. I enjoyed the conversation.
Chad, have a good evening. I'm glad you got your trailer tire fixed there and got where you were going. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Just remember this. If you ever go somewhere for help and they've panties laying in the yard, might need to go somewhere else for help.